Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday we finished our study on prayer. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with a new study in the book of Galatians.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
This is Dr. Andy Bloom welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, today is a special day. We're going to start a study in the book of Galatians. Now, if you want to know of a book that has caused much debate across theological lines, it is the book of Galatians. So I hope that you'll have your pencil and paper ready and a good King James Bible, as we do many word studies throughout the study of this book, and you will just tune in on a daily basis. Now again, if you miss a day's broadcast, you can always go to your website there and you can find us. We post it up there. Look at Galatians chapter 1 and the message that you may have missed for that day, and you can re-listen to it again. By the way, if you heard it but you wanted to re-listen to it, you can go back to the website. So let me encourage you to do that. Also, let me encourage you to tell others about the Lamp and Light broadcast, because that is how the Lamp and Light grows. The Lamp and Light has been heard around the world. We've been heard in over 174 countries. There have been over 300,000 downloads. Matter of fact, I believe we're closing in on 350,000. And we've had over 750,000 different computers that have logged in. And so with all these countries around the world listening, we've done that without advertising. We've done that without paying money to people to play us in another area of the world. No, we've just have our radio broadcast over our internet, as well as on our local radio station. We're carried by the great people at FBN in Newport, North Carolina, on their radio network. We're also carried by the fine people there at Haines City on 90.3. What a tremendous thing that is. And then down there in the islands, I tell you what, I really appreciate the Caribbean Lighthouse Radio Ministry. It's doing a tremendous job. Thank the Lord for them. And then finally, we're out there in the Micronesian Islands in Pompeii, I believe it is. And it's a tremendous work there when they have so many people there on that island, and it's able to minister to all of them through that one radio station. So praise the Lord for all of that and what God is doing around the world through the Lamp and Light. And so we need your help. How do you help us? Well, first, you tell people in your area about us. Tell your pastors about us. If you're not sure whether or not your pastor listens, get them to listen in. We are a help to the local church, not a detriment. We try to encourage people to be faithful to their local church. Tell others. There are people with a lot of doctrinal error today, and you can help them through the study of a book. And I tell you what, the book of Galatians helps distinguish between grace and lasciviousness, grace and Judaizers or works for salvation. It also helps us to distinguish between the spirit and the flesh. So many things there, and so many errors out there. And I believe that this book will be a great help to many people across our land. Another way you can help us, instead of just telling people, and probably even more importantly that you do this, pray for the Lamp and Light Radio Ministry. God answers prayer. We believe that very sincerely. And so we ask for your prayers. We beseech you to pray for us. It is very important. Pray that this radio broadcast will day by day have free course. Pray that people will receive Christ as their Savior when we present the plan of salvation as we do on here. And pray that God's people would be edified, that There'd be correction in false doctrine, but also instruction in righteousness and good and true doctrine. So if you'll help us out, we'd appreciate that so much. We'd like to hear from you folks. If you'll write us, you can do a couple of things. You can write us at our physical address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue in Ocala, and our zip code is 34471. The second thing that you can do is email us, and we love to receive emails from our listeners. And so I pray that you'll do that and trust that you will let us know that you're hearing the broadcast. If you have a comment, a question that you want to make, be sure to do so. Every year around the December-January area, we take a break from our regular verse-by-verse Bible study, and we have a question-answer series that goes for a couple weeks, and it just answers questions that you, the listener, have mailed in to us. So I trust that you will do that as well. And again, especially, send us your prayer. Now, finally, if you are in Ocala, Florida, or in the Florida area in the summer or any other time, come by and visit us. And if you do come by and visit our church services, walk up to me and let me know that you're listening to us on our radio program, that you've heard it, and we want to meet you and know who you are. You can listen to us daily, 24/7, at www.wtygfm.org, and we'd love you to tune in and listen 24/7. So we trust that you will do that. Now, if you have pencil and paper ready, if you will go to your Bible in Galatians chapter 1. Now, I'm going to give some introductory comments before we get into the verse-by-verse study. So our verse-by-verse may not even begin until tomorrow's broadcast, but nonetheless, I want you to pick up on this. Now, as we begin the study in Galatians, we're going to hit subjects of liberty and legalism, as I so often do. But before we get into that, one thing that we do in every time that we start a brand new book of the Bible, we pause and we have prayer for the study of that book of the Bible. And so that's what we're going to do right now. Going to have a word of prayer for the study of the book of Galatians for its entirety. So let's pray. Dear Father, we do pray that you would help me to rightly divide the word of God. And Lord, help me to be sensitive to thy Holy Spirit as I teach. Lord, I would not want to mislead anyone in any way. But I pray also that thy Holy Spirit would give understanding to each listener. And I pray that you would draw them in to the study of God's Word. May they check these scriptures, Lord, that are given and see if these things are so. And then, Lord, I would also ask that if there's someone that's in their car and they're just really surfing the radio stations, that somehow they'd be drawn into this broadcast. And the Holy Spirit would speak to their heart. If they're not saved, they'd come to know Christ as Savior. Maybe a Christian just wandered far from you. Be a time to come home. Maybe there'd be a time for people to make things right with God and with others, Lord. Sometimes there's problems in the family. But I pray that whatever, thy Holy Spirit would do the work that only he can do through the study of this, the Word of God. And especially as we go into this book of Galatians now, over the months to come, I pray that it would be edifying to the people of God all throughout our listening audience. In Jesus Christ's precious and holy name, we pray it. Amen. Now, I have divided this first chapter into four major points. And we do so, and I say by Greek paragraphs. The Greek that we have really didn't have paragraphs, but as we divide it up, we can pretty well see where the paragraphs fall within it. But we're just going to give this introduction to the book. And we'll give you the outline first and then get started. Now, the outline for chapter 1 here of the book of Galatians is Roman numeral 1, laying the groundwork, verses 1 through 5. Again, Roman numeral 1 is laying the groundwork, verses 1 through 5. Okay, Roman numeral 2, leaving gospel truth. Again, Roman numeral true is leaving gospel truth, and that is verses 6 through 10. Okay, Roman numeral 3, led of God, verses 11 through 17. Again, Roman numeral 3, led of God, verses 11 through 17. And finally, Roman numeral number 4, light of grace, verses 18 through 24. Again, Roman numeral 4 is light of grace, verses 18 through 24. So that's our outline, if you outline and follow along that way. Now, Paul had visited the area of Galatia and established local churches. And in the interval, after his initial visit, missionaries from Jerusalem had arrived, informing them that keeping the law was necessary in order for them to get saved or to remain saved. And they became known as Judaizers. Usually, they taught that the covenant, the old covenant law, must be kept along with faith in order to be justified in Christ. In addition, they taught that a Christian must continue to keep the law, that is, not to break any law, lest he lose his salvation. Now understand, the law of God is neither evil, nor is it leaven. Rather, the law of God is just and holy, and it's good. And Jesus told us that. And so, it's not that the law was wrong, but the application sure was. And what they were trying to do is they were trying to Judaize the church. Now, isn't it interesting? Paul goes there, leads souls to Christ, begins to train them. Then he goes on to plant the next church. And then these guys, as soon as he's gone, tries to move in. Now, we see that today in churches across this country where you have people that are Calvinistic in nature. And what they will do is they'll go into churches and feign that they are one of them, and then they will use very sordid ways, you might say sneaky ways, to work their way in and be able to spread their false doctrine. And so because of their unethical way, they get in, and many times, many of these are likable people, they get their doctrine entrenched, and it becomes a thing of division, and the church is divided. And so you find that because they do things that are unethical, that don't identify themselves, they come in, has Satan as an angel of light, they try to sow their doctrine. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in
Christ Jesus.